Hello, this is the Exotics fan, Al speaking.
Yep. Metronidazole. Yep. Well, just bear with me a second. I'll see what the process is for that, because I understand the having to catch him and bring him in is going to be relatively stressful for the entire process. So I'll pop you on hold and see what we can try and work out for you guys, and I'll let you know. So just bear with me. I'll be right back.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets.
Thank you for holding there, mate. So I spoke to the vet, and because for us, metronidazole is a prescribed medication, we do have to see you guys in for a consult where, you might not necessarily need to bring the fish in, but we need to have like a consultation to discuss all of that. The consultation themselves is $180, but I understand that, that's already a lot to pay to, get the treatments. Unfortunately, we legally can't give it out otherwise, but you can, there are other ways to get it without a prescription. What I would do is I would phone some of the large aquariums in this area, Smith's Aquarium or Atlas Aquarium. The whole tank. And I understand that. I would also try and see if you can get it like online. I know it sounds weird, but I'm pretty sure that you can also access it online. I have fish tanks myself, and I've thankfully never had to use it, but I know that people that have needed it have potentially looked online. Unfortunately, with us here, we legally cannot just give out the drug because we also do get audited, and if those things come up, then we get in big trouble. But and so if you wanted to, we can book you guys in for the consultation so that you can get prescribed the medications. But if you wanted to, feel free to have a look online first and see if you are able to manage that, and then you can give us a call back. We've got some availabilities for the rest of today in the afternoon, but also tomorrow or anything like that if needed. So feel free to give us a call back. Fantastic. Well, I think for some things it can just be luck of the draw, I guess. I have had white spot once, but that was when I introduced fish, and then they all died off, and then it was, I haven't had any issues since. For myself, whenever I buy in like new livestock for any of my tanks, none of the water from wherever it came from goes into my tank. I'll tip the fish out into a net, into a bucket, catch them out, and put them into the tank after acclimation. That's something that I've religiously done, you know, for the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. And just making sure, I guess, what was that, sorry? Currently I've got like Corydoras, rainbow fish, like Epistogrammas. So I don't have any gouramis currently, but yeah, I've had them in the past. Another thing that I make sure is that the water temperature is stable. Whether it, you know, it doesn't have to be heated necessarily, but it just has to be, it can't be going up and down every day, because that induces stress, and that's where some of these parasites can kind of be brought on. And then just making sure that the water is at a good, you know, healthy state, so there's no nitrates and all of that kind of stuff. That's what I've always done. I've got plants in my aquarium and that kind of thing, and I haven't had any issues. But it could just be luck of the draw where this one fish has had it, and no matter what you would have done, it would have brought it in anyway. So I would try and look online for metronidazole and see, because it can come in different treatments, but I can't remember if they would be legal in Australia or what the go is. But if you wanted to, we can definitely manage to give you guys a prescription for that, and you can kind of isolate or treat the tank if needed, and we can give you the dosages for that. Excellent. No, you're very welcome. We'll talk to you guys later, and enjoy the rest of your day. Awesome. No worries. Bye-bye.